Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. Today, I want to talk about why resting, just doing nothing, just not working on ourselves could be a good answer of the forever self-improving, self-growth fatigue. Before we deep dive into that topic, I invite you to sign up to my website, nocoach.ca, so you get the latest invitation and events as well.
She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
So this episode is really inspired by the number of clients that have reached what they were looking for. They have reached really the expectations they had when they came and started their journey with me and other specialists or other modalities at the same time. And they keep to wanting to do the work. And then at one point, I have to stop them or at least ask them a few questions to understand what is compelling them to keep wanting to do the work, even though they have other options. So I know now, you know, the offering of courses and webinars and modalities is so big, it's so huge that there's a buffet of choices that are so interesting. You know, I'm guilty of that. I do take a lot of those and I really, really enjoy them. But at one point, I also think that it's good to stop. So what I've noticed is there's kind of three situations, or kind of beliefs. The first one is, oh, well, if I stop, then I'm going to go backward. This is believing that everything that's been acquired is not there to stay. And I find that's very interesting because if you have the belief that everything you learn is stored, it's out there and available for you whenever you want to, then you could be comfortable and feel quite comfortable that when you're going to need the information, you're going to have it, or it's going to be readily available or even subconsciously available to you. I found that that is a fascinating one because if you change this, if you switch this by, you know what? I've done a lot of work. I, you know, changed so many things in my life. And now I just want to enjoy all the things that I have changed and I want to consolidate. So there is scientific evidence that when you sleep, when you take a time off, let's say you take vacation off work, all the learnings kind of consolidate together. And this is when you have your moments, or you have that great idea that comes, you know, while you're walking on the beach or you're just, you know, idling in your hammock. But the idea behind is that there is great merit and benefits into just stopping working on ourselves. And I say that in a sense that at one point you've done enough, you've done a lot, and it's good to take a break. It doesn't mean you won't restart again, but it's good to take a break and just let everything consolidate. As I say sometimes to my clients, is go play in the traffic with this new belief. Go play with it. Go try it and see how it feels. So that's really one. The second situation I see is, oh, well, you know, I've done all this work, but it's still not perfect. I still sometimes feel a little something in me that's making me really uncomfortable. Well, you know what? That is absolutely normal. And the more you grow, the more you develop, the more you try things, the more you expand yourself, the more there is discomfort, but the more you are used to deal with that discomfort, which is necessarily part of life. So I'd say if you've done a lot of work and all you feel is that little tiny wheezy, you know, discomfort, sit in it. Learn to play with it and be with it. Because in the reward-centric society we live in right now, where we avoid pain at any cost or at great cost, it's very healthy to feel that discomfort. Sit in it, explore it, talk with the discomfort, ask the discomfort, what's the message for you? And you will notice sitting in it, kind of looking at it, discussing with it, and it will almost dissolve by itself. So it's normal, and it's not necessary to do another course to let that one go away. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that in a couple of months down the road or a couple of weeks, depending on what you've changed in your life, that it's not a good idea to go back and take another course or learn something else or take another therapist or coach or whatever. But the idea is, like, once you integrated a lot of things and now you've even experienced discomfort and you're comfortable in the discomfort, it's good to take a break and experience, you know, your life, which brings me to the third point, which is, it's so not familiar for people to be well. It's so not familiar for people to think that they are at a good place now. It's even not politically correct, especially in the last year and a half we've been through, to say that you're okay, that your life is good. So there's kind of that narrative, social narrative, that we need to have a problem. We need to be working on something. We need to have something going on for us to work at. So it makes us feel like we're more a part of the tribe. So I would say the opposite. The happier you are, and that, I mean, you know, you don't need to be overly joyful or whatever, but just being you, doing you, being in your life, enjoying your life, breathing in and out. The world needs more people that can enjoy that blissful time, because this is as contaminating as, you know, the negative energy, if not more. And I like, and this is a belief I have. I have the belief that, and I don't like to word the word positive, but healthy, you know, people in their mind, in their body, in their soul that feels good about themselves, just do themselves and truly have done the work. They are such a great inspiration to many people who are climbing up the hills and the mountains and find it very hard in their own life. So those are really, really the three situations. So the idea behind is to make comfortable, make being well something familiar. Because this is really what it is all about. Once you've done all the work and all the little pieces are together, you still don't feel comfortable because it's not familiar sometimes to just be well and just enjoy life. So make this familiar at one point in your life and sit in it long enough so that you really create that space, that time where you're not kind of looking for a problem. So you're not looking for a default, or you're not looking for something's wrong with you or broken with you, or just enjoy it long enough so that you can create that path within yourself. That's a very comfortable path of just being you, having done the work, reaping what you've sown, and also get the ROI on all the money you've you know, you've invested in yourself. So voila, this were my thoughts for this week. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And as you know, until next time, it's just a belief.